Now it's time for a last brief feature. Derek James, in his regular Norwich Through the Decades feature, writes a brief history of the postcard and how they have helped local deaf children. His article is read by Alan Shirley.
It was in 1894 when the first pictures on postcards were published in this country, and ever since they have been a fascinating look at an ever-changing world. There was a time when an event or happening of any note was snapped and turned into a postcard within a day or so for people to buy and send to friends and relatives. A century ago, millions of cards were posted every year. They were cheap, and it cost just half a penny for a stamp. Collecting them became a national craze, and of course the cards sent back from loved ones during the First World War were so precious. Most families had an album or two of postcards, and some would take themselves off to photographic studies to have their picture taken in all their finery and then turn it into a card to send to family and friends. How times have changed, and so has our city and county. In our high-tech 21st century world, these postcards are a window on a lost world and are to be treasured. Over the last 25 or more years, readers have helped hundreds of deaf children in Norwich and across Norfolk in a whole range of different ways by sending us your old postcards. Michael Porter and his late wife Sylvia have devoted much of their lives to supporting this wonderful organisation. Sylvia died 2 years ago, but Michael, who received a Points of Lights award from Prime Minister Theresa May a few months ago, has pledged to carry on collecting picture postcards. Cards sent in by readers have raised the grand sum of £26,900 for the Norfolk Deaf Children's Society, and the total the Porters have raised since 1981 is an amazing £117,670. What began as an appeal to collect money for phonic ear implants has been expanded. New technology helps so much, but it comes at a cost. As the Prime Minister said in her letter to Michael, "The money you have raised has had a transformational impact on thousands of children, providing resources that would not have been possible without your extraordinary commitment."